We are created beings, as we learn in the first article of the Creed, and we must not, should not ignore that we are created creatures with bodies. And then God has given us these souls that are integrated in with the body completely, that ask a lot of vertical questions. And people struggling with mental health are often asking, oh, why is God letting this depression or this schizophrenia or whatever this mental illness, mental disorder issue is, why is he letting this happen to me? And those can't be answered by secular mental health concepts. Those can only be answered in God's word, which tells us that Romans 8, nothing can separate us from the love of God that we have in Christ Jesus.
You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
What are the needs of those serving in mental health and faith-based helping professions? Well, Friday, July 31st, Concordia University, Nebraska will present Rooted and Restored Soul Care for Those Who Serve. We'll talk with these event leaders in just a moment.
Today's episode of The Coffee Hour is underwritten in part by Concordia University, Nebraska. You can learn more about Concordia University, Nebraska at cune.edu.
Joining us today, Professor Kathy LaRue. She's Director of Counseling at Concordia University, Nebraska. Professor LaRue, thanks for joining us today.
Good morning.
Also joining us today, Professor Kathleen Von Kampen. She's Director of Marriage and Family Therapy and Family Life Education Graduate Programs at Concordia University, Nebraska. Professor Von Kampen, thanks for joining us today.
Good morning. Excited to be here.
Also joining us today, the Reverend Dr. Rick Morris, a Senior Professor of Practical Theology and Licensed Psychologist at Concordia Seminary in St. Louis and guest speaker for this event. Dr. Morris, thanks for joining us.
Very good to be with you. Thanks very much.
So let's talk about your backgrounds and how you all came to be a part of this upcoming event. Let's start with you, Professor LaRue. Tell us a little bit about your background and what you get to do at Concordia University, Nebraska every day.
Yeah, so I'm actually an alum from Concordia, graduated in 97. So a lot of my former years, I was in Lutheran Ed for about 10 years. And then from Lutheran Ed, I went into school counseling and clinical counseling. I did my program through Concordia, Wisconsin back in 2007. After that, a lot of states moved around. My husband's also in Lutheran education. And the last 10 years brought us to Nebraska. And prior to coming to Concordia, I served in the public school district, school counseling, working through the district crisis response team as well, and served as an adjunct through Concordia school counseling program. When this position opened up, actually what's kind of funny is I took Kathleen's job. She left and went to St. Paul. And so I currently now am serving as the director of counseling, still doing adjunct teaching for the school counseling program. And this year have added the marriage family therapy program as well as doing some undergrad education courses. So that's kind of been my journey through my experience in education, counseling, and with Concordia, with many Concordias, actually. So,
very good. And Professor Von Kampen, what is your professional expertise and background?
Yes, I also graduated from Concordia, Nebraska with a bachelor's in theology and was a certified DCE for a few years. My husband is a Lutheran school teacher as well, so we moved around. But when we were in California, I graduated with my master's in marriage and family therapy, clinical psychology from Azusa Pacific. But I was lucky enough to be able to do my practicum experience at Concordia Irvine, which felt like a great blend of the theology and the things that were important to me on the on that side, but then also this new psychology counseling experience. We moved to Michigan, and I taught as an adjunct at Concordia Ann Arbor. And then we came to Nebraska, and I was serving as the director of counseling from 2019 till 2023, at which point my husband took a call to Concordia St. Paul, and I started developing the marriage and family therapy program and bringing back the family life education program that we had previously and making those work together. So since then, I've been building that program up. We've been blessed to kind of double in size in both programs just in the last couple years and have our first group of graduates this summer. So that's what the path to where we are now.
And we'll talk a little bit more about those programs in just a minute. But Dr. Mars, I want to hear your professional expertise and background too.
I'm a number of times, many of your hearers probably tired of hearing about me. But I've been in the Lutheran system for 40 plus years now. Master's degree, University of Kansas, PhD from Loyola, which I was doing those two things while I was teaching at St. John's College in Winfield, Kansas, and then Concordia Chicago for 12 years before heading off and going to seminary, becoming a pastor and serving a parish for 6 years after I'd become a licensed psychologist and all those things. My dear wife is very patient for following me through all of those various moves. But I thought I was going to be a parish pastor for the rest of my ministry when the seminary called me 20 years ago and said, would you come and teach pastoral care and counseling courses because of the background I had in both counseling psychology and pastoral care. So book of Making Christian Counseling More Christ-Centered, which is kind of Luther's, I call it Luther's soul care for the 21st century. How do we take Luther's theology, realize that it's actually for the care of souls, and then apply that theology as well as other Christian theologies. But Luther's theology gets ignored by a lot of other Christian counselors. It's why I'm so excited about this program at Concordia, Nebraska, that they do want to have a program that's for all people, but does focus on Luther's theology more than many other programs, any other programs that I've seen at this time, so in the LCMS.
Professor Von Kampen, tell us more about the Marriage and Family Therapy and Family Life Education graduate programs. I know those are new and exciting.
Yes. We have the Family Life Education, which so far we've had a lot of DCEs come through, and those who want to work in their community or in their churches kind of further their experience and expertise in certain areas, particularly, of course, with families and really bringing back family care and intergenerational ministry. Then we also have the Marriage and Family Therapy Program. Again, started just a couple years ago. We have our first group of graduates this year. But our hope and what we want to be really intentional about is some of what Dr. Mars mentioned in terms of that Christian, especially Lutheran worldview, and how we see psychology from that perspective, and our ability to then go out and serve, hopefully, our churches, our synod, really to have an expansive presence there with helpers that are focused on how we can use theology in our counseling, but also to our communities, to cities, to the wider world, as is Concordia's mission, serve the church in the world.
Professor LaRue, why was it important to you to return to Concordia University, Nebraska, and with your professional expertise and continue to grow counseling at Concordia University, Nebraska?
I think just with my years of education, but then also my passion for counseling, I think it was really a great mix of walking alongside not only our students, but also seeing firsthand the growing need for individuals who can like integrate not only the mental health knowledge with just faith and compassion, but also with our Concordia's mission, just what it provides in the unique environment here at Concordia, you know, where our students, not only we can show that mission and can train our students in that, but, you know, I love being able to share that faith with our students each and every day, counseling sessions and everyday interactions when they're struggling, when we're celebrating. I think that for me was the most exciting piece of being able to come back and share in that mission with our students, being able to express our faith and just be confident in the work that Jesus is doing in their lives. And I think just being able to provide hope for them as well in the struggles that our students face in their daily life. So I think for me, being felt called to be part of that work, to to help shape some of that in their personal life, but also in the teaching part of that, help shape our future counselors or school counselors, our marriage family students, and our future educators. But just helping them make meaningful impact in their communities that they're going to be going on to, and their future practices they're going to be delivering those services to, but helping them see their potential of how they can bring hope and healing to the lives of those that they serve.
I want to talk about the mental health and faith-based helping professions. What would we include in that category of mental health care professionals and faith-based helping professionals? What would we include in that? Professor Von Kampen, let's start with you, and we can go around the room because you all may have some to add to this as well. But Professor Von Kampen, what would you like to include in that list of mental health and faith-based helping professions?
Sure. I think from the outset, we can kind of name our therapists and our counselors. We have a strong group of Lutheran, whether it's Lutheran Family Service, Lutheran Family Services, across our country, that we're being really intentional to address mental health needs, but also from that Christian perspective. Grace Point Institute for Relational Health in Nebraska is another one. Probably those are what we think of initially. But then I think we have the lot of our church workers in terms of our teachers who are dealing with the mental health of their students every day, our pastors who regularly are providing that counseling relationship with their members. There's so many more expansive, which I'll let the others speak to, because mental health is something we all have. It's something we all deal with. And so I think within our church and people who are doing that work, they're going to encounter mental health issues or challenges, trials for those that they're serving.
Professor LaRue, anyone you'd like to add to that list of mental health and faith-based helping professionals?
You'd ask what's unique about the two, like mental health and faith-based professions. I think what kind of makes it unique is our ability to really address also, not only mind and the body, but also the spirit. I think that's what makes it special, is we get to integrate the faith in this whole process. And I always say, if you're a parent, if you're a teacher, you're also a psychologist. We're also counselors as parents. We're doing all of that, and so it's helping all of those roles and vocations that are tending to the needs and emotions of people we're caring for. And so, together, providing the holistic care, whether we're working on emotions or thoughts and behaviors, I think just helping those spiritual beliefs and helping those people come to understand their purpose and meaning. But I think that's what makes that unique, is bringing the spiritual piece into that.
Dr. Mars, any additional thoughts on those who serve in mental health and faith-based helping professions?
Well, yeah, and just that our Lutheran theology does bring in some clarity to that, because we have theological concepts like two kinds of righteousness, and focusing on the Apostles' Creed, where two kinds of righteousness help us to understand that we have horizontal, earthly sorts of things that we're going to deal with. We are created beings, as we learn in the first article of the Creed, especially from Luther in the Small Catechism, and we must not, should not, ignore that we are created. Well, I don't even like the word beings, and I just used it, but creatures with bodies. And then God has given us these souls that are integrated in with the body completely, that ask a lot of vertical questions. And people struggling with mental health are often asking, why is God letting this depression or this schizophrenia or whatever this mental illness, mental disorder issue is, why is he letting this happen to me? And those can't be answered by secular mental health concepts. Those can only be answered in God's word, which tells us that Romans 8, nothing can separate us from the love of God that we have in Christ Jesus. And Paul gives a long list, but sometimes when I'm talking to people, make sure they include that not even mental health issues, mental illness issues can separate us from the love of Christ. Christ gave his life for all of us. And while we still struggle here in this life with physical health issues and mental health issues, he is still there loving us and caring for us through all of those struggles. The German Luther were to use the word Anfechtung for all of those sorts of struggles. So.
We're talking with leaders and presenters for the Rooted and Restored Soul Care for Those Who Serve event coming up at Concordia University, Nebraska, July 31st. We'll talk about registration information and what you might learn and how you might be cared for through this event as well in just a moment. We're going to take a quick break. You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
Are you looking to gain practical insights and spiritual encouragement in a format that fits your life? Discover the treasures of Christ-centered learning with Concordia University, Nebraska. Utilizing an online, self-paced learning platform, Concordia Nebraska's new Studia Vitae program will offer a non-credit continuing education courses featuring lifelong learning opportunities in a variety of focused areas. Courses begin in January 2026 and registration opens soon. Learn more at cune.edu/CEU. That's cune.edu/CEU.
Welcome back to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
We are talking with the leaders and presenters of Rooted and Restored Soul Care for Those Who Serve coming up at Concordia University, Nebraska, July 31st. We're talking with Professor Kathy LaRue. She's Director of Counseling at Concordia University, Nebraska, and Professor Kathleen Von Kampen, Director of the Marriage and Family Therapy Program, as well as Family Life Education Graduate Programs at Concordia University, Nebraska, and the Reverend Dr. Rick Mars. He's Senior Professor of Practical Theology and a licensed psychologist at Concordia Seminary in St. Louis, and will also be the guest presenter for Rooted and Restored. So we've been talking about a variety of professions that fall into this category of mental health and faith-based helping professions. What are some of the challenges that people, professionals who are serving in these ways, they might face that might be quite demanding on them, their body, their soul, their well-being? What are some of the challenges they might face? Professor LaRue?
Yeah, so I think a couple things for me that I've experienced this year that I wanted to share. Number one, I think emotional burnout and compassion fatigue kind of sits at the top of my list. And I think, you know, one of the things I would advise counselors, and I talk to a lot of my counseling colleagues, is just having that awareness of just when you need to tap out. You know, we experienced a student death on campus this spring. And so for me, being the only full-time counselor on campus, it was a lot of heavy work trying to navigate resources, being there for a lot of students, getting off-campus counselors to come and help relieve and provide support in addition to what we were already doing on campus. So I think just having that awareness of how much, where your battery is and where you need to tap out and ask for help. So I think compassion fatigue can definitely be a challenge for those that are in this profession. So just having that awareness of where you're at. I think secondly, one of the things too, for me and my role, is recognizing that, you know, helping others heal and grow can sometimes feel like, well, it does feel like it's just can be a really significant responsibility. And as a counselor, there are sometimes where I have to break confidentiality if a student's at risk. And so I think the challenge for me is doing that while maintaining trust and care. And sometimes when you have clients, but in some cases where there is a significant risk for a student, where I have to break confidentiality for certain reasons, that's a challenging piece for a clinician, because when you build trust, you know, that therapeutic relationship with a client, it's a difficult position to be in. But those would be kind of two things that stick out for me. Obviously, you know, addressing stigma around mental health on campus is a challenge as well, but I'll leave it open to others to share. But those would be some of the significant things for me.
Professor Von Kampen, what do you have to add?
Yeah, I would add that this role can sometimes, due to some of those things with confidentiality and things like that, can feel isolating. And so I think it's really important to have people that you consult with, have a support group. And so hopefully this event would be another opportunity where those church workers, therapists can come and meet others who are in the same boat and build some of that support network, because you can't share everything that you do during the day with your significant other or your family, but to have those people where professionally it is appropriate to be able to consult and talk through difficult things, I think to have that around you and just to know with the spirit of relationship, now that God gives us relationships for a reason and even in our bodies makes us feel better when we're in connection with others, I think the event is an opportunity to be in that spirit with people who believe the same thing and want the same thing for the people that they serve. We had a recent conversation actually with our students around what does bring you energy and figuring out what fills that bucket compared to maybe those difficult clients or those difficult situations where the bucket is being poured out. So hopefully this can be an opportunity for people to come and receive that refreshment, both in their profession, but also in their spirit, in their heart.
Dr. Morris, tell us a little bit about what you'll be bringing to the table during the Rooted and Restored event from Concordia, Nebraska.
Yeah, well, thank you to Kathleen and Kathy for asking me to come. I'm very excited about being there with them next month. Yeah, just again, some of it is going to be just the rootedness of our theology in care of souls. I like to sometimes cite Galatians 6:2, carry one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. And in the context, that law of Christ is actually his love that we see in Galatians 5. But the counseling role is a burdensome one because you're listening to other people's traumas, tragedies, suffering that they've been going through, either that's just happened to them or something that's wrong with them. And it does get very, very heavy to do that. So we'll talk about that, talk about some strategies to take care of oneself and one's psychological and spiritual health. And part of that is even the possibility, they asked me to do some things on meditation, which I've been talking about for many years, and how can Christians actually practice meditation. There's a lot of meditation out there. Something like close to 20% of the entire culture in North America says that they practice meditation, but it's often mindfulness or based in Buddhist sorts of spiritual ideas. And so a lot of Christians avoid meditation because they don't want to be exposed to those sort of Eastern Asian ways of thinking about Buddhism, thinking about meditation. But Christians have been meditating for thousands of years, but meditating upon God's word. And so my role for part of that day is to take the group through why we as Christians can meditate in an edifying way, in a faithful way, practice the benefits that comes through meditation. There's some benefits through medication too, but that's not what my expertise is. So I'm not a psychiatrist. So, but through meditation, and again, practicing it in faithful ways that actually draw us closer to God and his grace towards us rather than pulling us farther away, as I think transcendental meditation or secular mindfulness has the potential of doing for some Christians. So,
Professor Von Kampen, how do you see Rooted and Restored, the event coming up on July 31st, caring for those who serve in these helping professions?
Well, I know we're very excited to have Dr. Mars to understand some of that theology of soul care so that hopefully they can take that with them in their approach with their, whether it's clients or church members, depending on the perfection that's there. But again, as he said, I think discovering ways that we can remain rooted in the word and use some of those techniques or coping skills that we might even use with our clients for ourselves so that we can be refreshed in that way. And I'm also really excited we have the MFT and FLE residency as part of this symposium. So our students will be there as well. And I think for them to see professionals in the field, to have an early foundation for how to incorporate theology into their future work with clients, I'm really excited about that opportunity, and that they too will just feel excited and refreshed and ready for their studies and the work that for our students that are in practicum, for the work that they're going to be doing right away with people.
Professor LaRue, how do you see this event, Rooted and Restored, caring for professionals in these caring professionals?
Yeah, I think not only will these participants have a supportive community, not only with the students having a supportive community as well, where they can, you know, connect and feel understood, but I think also just having some education for them to understand what healthy boundaries looks like in this profession, self-care practices. I love that Dr. Mars is going to touch on maybe some self-guided reflection and processing through that meditation piece. I myself do a lot of that, so I'm looking forward to that. And I think just most importantly, just that spiritual renewal through some of those faith integrated practices as well. So I think just equipping our participants with those strategies is going to be really, really important. And I'm excited about that.
Professor Von Kibben, who are you hoping attends this? I know you mentioned residency students will already be on campus, which is a really exciting addition to what they'll be doing. Who else do you hope will be attending this event?
Yeah, we hope that any therapist, counselor, anybody in that helping profession, but also our church workers, pastors, teachers, and I think as Kathy mentioned, having even parents or people who are doing some of this work, who are, you know, really connected in a helping way, whether that's through professional, their title, or just in volunteer helping services. I think anyone can benefit from not only hearing that rooting of where care of souls comes from scripture, but then how to take that and use it wherever they go.
Dr. Mars, how are you hoping to connect with all of the long list of people that Professor Von Kibben just mentioned? How are you hoping to connect with these people during the event as you discuss mental health care?
Yeah, well, I'm really glad that it's going to be a lot of people in person. I'm looking forward to meeting their students and exciting to see this program grow. There are scores and scores of Baptist programs and Presbyterian programs and Pentecostal programs in professional counseling, but relatively few that look at these professional counseling, Christian counseling sorts of things from a Lutheran perspective. So I just really applaud what Kathleen and Kathy are about doing. And so, yeah, and then opening it up apparently to people to join us online. So I look forward to meeting some of those people in an online setting as well. So,
Professor LaRue, how do we make plans to attend? What do we need to know to attend Rooted and Restored Soul Care for Those Who Serve?
Well, it's Friday, July 1st. You can drive up to Seward, Nebraska, come to campus, or you can attend online. You can scan the QR code that's included on the website there on the link. We do provide that virtual option as well. And if you come, you're going to get a delicious lunch provided by our wonderful dining services. But yeah, that's from 9 to 3, and we will be glad to have you join us.
We'll provide registration information in the program notes today as well. I understand the website, go.cune.edu/rootedrestored26. We'll share that link as well in case you can't remember all those numbers and letters and everything. So we'll share that with our listeners today in the program notes. I've learned a lot. I'm so grateful that you are investing in caring for those who care for souls as well through this event, July 31st, Rooted and Restored Soul Care for Those Who Serve at Concordia University in Nebraska. Our guests today, Professor Kathy LaRue, she's Director of Counseling at Concordia University in Nebraska. Professor LaRue, thanks so much for joining us today. Professor Kathleen Von Kibben, she's Program Director of Marriage and Family Therapy and Family Life Education Graduate Programs at Concordia University, Nebraska. Professor Von Kibben, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for letting us be here.
And the Reverend Dr. Rick Mars, he's Senior Professor of Practical Theology and licensed clinical psychologist at Concordia Seminary in St. Louis. He's also the guest presenter for Rooted and Restored at Concordia University of Nebraska. Dr. Morris, thanks so much for being our guest.
Thank you. It's always good to spend time with you and Sarah and Andy.
You've been listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support The Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.